Let us start again from Daf Samachesim at Beis, Vahochi Itma. Rav Shmuel da Omri Tovayu, Rav Shmuel hold afilu tinik shenishba bein hanochim, v'ger shenizgaya le bein hanochim, ke hiker ule besoif shochach domi v'chay. The Mishnah is speaking about kol ha-sheicheyach iker Shabbos, va'osam aloch is harbe, b'shabos is harbe, ein echayiv elochat azachas. The Mishnah is speaking about that a person was once aware of Shabbos, hiker v'shocha. And after the shikre, many Shabbos passed by, and he was over many malochas. Ein echayiv elochat azachas. So the Mishnah is speaking about that even though he was once aware of Shabbos, he only has to bring one chatos on all Shabbos. But Rabbi Shmuel say, who adin, if he never knew about Shabbos, he was a tinik shenishbo, is also chayev a chatos achat. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that even though he was once aware of Shabbos, he's not chayev al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. That is the shita of Rav Shmuel. V'Rabbi Yochanan v'Rav Shimon ben Lakish da Omri Tovayu. No. The Mishnah is speaking only Hikel v'Shochach. He was once aware that there's such an inyan of Shabbos. Then it completely left his mind. Then there is a Chiyuv Kol. Davke Hikel ule b'soif Shochach. Then there is a Chiyuv Kol. But if he never knew about Shabbos, he's a tinik shenishba, v'ger shenizgayer lebein hanochim, pota. So then he's pota legamri. Meisvei. So the Gemara is now going to ask a kashe on Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, who hold a tinik shenishba is pota. Klal godol omru b'shabbos, kol ha-sheicheyach iker Shabbos, va'osa melocheis harbei b'shaboseis harbei, which is mamish the lotion of the Mishnah, ein echayiv ela achas. But the Baraisa explains this, keitzat, tinaik shenishbo lebein hanochim, v'ger shenizgayir bein hanochim, va'osa melocheis harbei b'shaboseis harbei, ein echayiv ela chatas. Chatos achas. Is chayiv one chatos atinik shenishbo. V'chayiv al hadom achas. During all the time that he was atinik shenishbo, he was oichel dam, so he brings one kolm chatos. V'al achelev achas. All the achilas chelev that he had eaten b'matzev shel tinik shenishbo, he brings one kolm. V'al avodah zarah achas. He was a neved avodah zarah, he brings one kol. Munbaz poiter. Munbaz holds that a tinaik shenishba is potter. If he never had a yediyah about Shabbos whatsoever, he's potter. V'kach hoya munbaz dan lifnei Rabbi Akiva. And the way Rashi says it, now it seems it's a psamamotinu. That Munbaz was done lefnei Rabbi Akiva to prove to him that a tinik shenishba is potter from a kolm. So the proof was as follows. Hoyel umezid korei choyte. We'll see that there by Shvuas Ha'edis, which is speaking about that the Edim were mezidim, the pasuk calls it a chet. Hoyel umezid korei choyte. V'shoygek korei choyte. So it seems that both these matzovim, amezid and ashegik, have a similarity. Is ma amezid shahoysa lo yediyah? Just like in order to be amezid, yizicha had to have a yediyah, or else he's not amezid. Av shegik shahoysa lo yediyah. So ashegik, one is only chayiv bishkoge if there once was a yediyah. That means at least hikil v'shocha. He once knew about Shabbos, then he forgot. That is called a shoygi. But a person who was never aware of the union of Shabbos and Ganzen, so that's not Dumya Demezid. If it's not Dumya Demezid, so he's not Chayiv Akom, because Mezid Korichet, Vishoigi Korichet, so there has to be some similarity between these two Chatoim. That was the Limud of Munba. Amale Rabbi Kiva, so Rabbi Kiva did not at all agree with Munbaz with this Mamotzinu, and he says, if you'll make such a Mamotzinu, that there has to be a similarity that between Shoigik and Mezid, that Shoigik has to be similar to Mezid, so hareini meisiv al dvorecho, so I'll add on to this limud. Imam Mezid shohoisa hayodiyah b'shas Mezid. Mezid is not only that he once knew about it. That's not called Mezid. Mezid is called that b'shas he's doing the chet, he's aware he's doing a chet. There's a yodiyah b'shas Mezid. Now if you're telling me that Shoigik has to be similar to Mezid, so av shoigik shohoisa lo yediyah b'shas Mezid. Now, if you're going to make such a limud, so there won't be such an inyan of shaygik. So I'm proving to you that you cannot be medame shaygik to mezid, because the minute you're medame shaygik to mezid, it'll be in the tashti shagvulim, so everything is mezid. Oh, my loy, hen? No, I agree with you. V'choshkein shahay safta. That means, v'kert, this is another shtik teire that you said, that the shayich to be a shaygik, even though he's amazed b'shas meis, even though he knows he's doing a chet, it still has a teira shaygik. I agree with you. Amaloi, so Rabbi Kiva disagreed with him. He said, L'dvarecha ein zekori shaygik el amazed. According to you, that there is a shaygik, that there was a yediyah b'shas meis, so that's not called shaygik, that's called mazed. But let's go back to the, so here we had in this Beraisa, we had the two inyanim. Inyan number one, we see how the Beraisa translated, HaSheicheach, Kol HaSheicheach Iker Shabbos, that Kol HaSheicheach Iker Shabbos does not mean to exclude Tinek Shenishba. Kol HaSheicheach Iker Shabbos, the Beraisa says, Keitzad, Tinek Shenishba. So even though the mashmois of Sheicheach Iker Shabbos means he once was aware of Iker Shabbos and Shochach, it's Hiker v'Shochach, but in Sheicheach one can also include Tinik Shenishba. So the Gemara says, Ketoni miyakeitzat Tinoik is Bishloim el Ravishmul Nich. Ravishmul said that even though the Mishnah says Hashaycheich Iker Shabbos, Afal Pikein, it can include Tinik Shenishba also. So we have a Raya from the Baraita. El el Rabbi Yoichnu Rav Shimon ben Lokish Kashe. According to them, so the Chodesh Aviv explains the Gemara held that the whole Sibbe that was machiach them to say tinik shenishba is not chayev achatos was the lashon haMishnah, because the Mishnah says asheicheach iker Shabbos. Asheicheach iker Shabbos means davke when he was aware of Shabbos and later he forgot about it. But tinik shenishba that never was in this category is not chayev a kolbin. So the Gemara says, you see, from the Baraita, nitazoi. The Baraita says, Asheicheich Iker Shabbos, niketzei keitzat tinik shenishba. That is the Gemara's kash. Omri loch, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, loy. It's no kash. Miike munbas de poter, ananda brinin ke munbas. So the Gemara says that not the Loshin HaMishnah was machriach them to say that Tinik Shenishba is not Chayev HaKolbim Chatas. You're right, the Loshna Mishnah is part of it. The Mishnah can be speaking about Sheicheich Iker Shabbos, and the Mishnah can also hold that a Tinik Shenishba is also Chayev HaChatas. That what they said, that a Tinik Shenishba is potter, because they paskin la loche like Munbaz, and they hold the Mishnah is going to leave with the Hilchese.
And therefore the Mishnah holds is Davka Sheikh Ike Shabbos is Chayev Achatas. But Tatinik Shenishba is Potter from a Kolb Machatas.
Let us just go a little further, then we'll have a Shtikel Hekif in the Gemara.
My time at the Munbar.
It's a little modne, the Gemara before said that this was a mamotino, now the Gemara is going to bring a hekesh, so we'll see, Rashi tries to take care of this.
My time is the munbat,
so the Gemara says, the chsiv, toira achas iya lochem lo oise bishkoge.
So this posik is speaking about chiv havos kolbonis bishoge.
V'samach lei, and the next posik is, v'hanefesh asher tase biyad romo.
So it seems that the Torah wanted to be makish shoygik temezit. Hikish shoygik lemezit.
Ma mezit shahoysa lo yediyah.
A mezit ziche had to have some sort of a yediyah.
Av shoygik shahoysa lo yediyah.
So a shoygik also had a yediyah.
So Memela Salatinik Shanishba that never had a Yediyah is Pot.
Now let us see Rashi.
So Rashi says in Rav Shmuel ki hiker lebesoif shochach domi,
the Rav Shmuel held that a Tinik Shanishba is chayev a kolben, just like a sheicheyach hiker Shabbos,
just like hiker lebesoif shochach.
Umasnissen itzrich leminket hiker lebesoiv shochach deloitei mechayiv al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos.
Because the Mishnah says that a person who knew about Shabbos and was unaware which day was Shabbos, so he's chayiv al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos.
So the Tana wants to tell us, but now if he forgot about Shabbos, he's only chayiv one kol v'Shabbos.
So the Gemara wants to tell us that this Yediyah is not a Machayev al Kol Shabbos v'Shabbos.
That's why the Tana speaks about HaSheicheyach Iker Shabbos,
that even though he once knew about it, Afal Piken is only Chayev one Kol M'chata.
So this is not similar to someone who knows about Shabbos and did not know which day Shabbos was, because then he's Chayev al Kol Shabbos v'Shabbos.
Potter.
Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish hold that Tinik Shen Nishba is Potter, because Sabri Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Oimer Mutter Onosu.
So now Rashi says Alumbus.
A person who was a Tinik Shen Nishba, so he's an Oimer Mutter. He's under the impression that it is Mutter to be Mechalo Shabbos. So they hold this falls into the category of an Onus, the Leishkogihi. The Chiyav Kolben is only by a Shoigik. And Onus is Potter from Havos Kolbon.
It said in the Baraisa that a Tinik Shanishbe is Chayev on one Kolben on Shabbos, V'chayev al Hadom She'ochel Kol Yom of Achas.
All the Achilles Dam that he ate his whole life, he brings one Kolben. V'chayn al Kol Dvar Kore Shebetoyre.
And Munbaz said a drosha.
Meizid kori choyte, dersiv bishvues ha'edus nefesh ki sechto bishomo v'goyme, v'leksiv beivin elam.
So the parsha of shvues ha'edus is speaking about Edim who the Baldovo was mashbiya them. Mashbiyachem shetovoyu v'teiduni. He's mashbiya to Edis, to say Edis that they saw that he lent someone money, or they saw that someone owes him money, and they, even though they're mushbit to say Edis, they dreize chayis by saying any yedei lecha Edis.
So the Torah calls this achet, even though it is speaking about that they are mezidim, they really knew the Edis, and they dreize themselves ois from saying Edis.
So the Torah called this a chet, even though they are mezidim.
So Memele, Munba said, mezid kori chet, shoygi kori chet.
So Memele, we see from this that there's a similarity between shoygi to mezid.
So Rabbi Kiva said, if you'll make such a drosh, areini moisif al dvorecho,
im Kleimer, im Kein, Bosa, Lidreisch, Gzeire, Schove, Lilmoid, Scheugig, Mimeisit, Bo, wo ist es, gamma, nie all Dvorecho. Der Rishash ist Meire, Zwill, na, der Gzeire, Schove, im Moment, am Samamo, Zino. Ubo, Tire, and you'll see him, Yamdu, Dvorecho. Can one make such a similarity that Scheugig, he should have the characteristics of Meisit? If you'll say that he has to have the characteristics, so Meizid has a yediyah b'shas Meizid that he's doing an aveira. Av shoygik shoysa lo yediyah b'shas Meizid techayveyu gambo zuchatos. And could it be like that? So he says, koshken shoysafta al dvorei. You're adding on to what I hold, v'rei atam isayeni. You're helping me. Fakert, v'gambo zuhani yoymer shuchayv. I agree. We can learn out from this limud that there's a chiyuv kolben even though he was amazed b'shas meiser. Ulekama meforish, and later the Gemara Daf Samach Tes is going to explain as if he was amazed b'shas meiser b'may shoga. Ktoni miho, that the Baraisa explained as sheicheyach ikro Shabbos, kol sheicheyach ikro Shabbos is speaking about tinik shenish, bareisha tinik shenish v'labein anochim chayim. They also hold that a tinnik shenish b'schay. Ve'ike look me do hu adin lehikir lebesayv shocha kimas nisa. And hu adin hikir lebesayv shocha seichet chayv on chatas kimas nisa. Ubereise diktoni tinnik, not only tinnik, he gufitzich lashmina. Plukte to the mudnvas verabonon. To tell me that Mundbas holds that a tinnik shenish bas part of a makom my time the Mundbas. Now the Gemara asks my time the Mundbas. So lochayre Rashi yerakashe. I mean, he said a whole shtick teire that shaygi korichet, meizet korichet. So Rashi says abinyanov vadi loisomach. That's sicher not the ikar limud of Mundbas. Lemevet shaygi dum yedemeizet. The high shaygik chil of the mezid. You cannot be medama opposite. Shaygik is the opposite of mezid. The lekel is the muyino. You can't be medama. The high chaye, the high potter. Mezid is chayv anoynish. Shaygik is potter van anoynish. She can't make a stamazay adimian from a binyan of. So that's mesama aloshin azah, but mesama is a limut. So, what is the limud? Maki shoygik, le'inyin chatos. Toira achasicham lo'isa b'shgog is speaking about a kolbom chatos, le'mezid le'inyin chores. V'aval gav de lo'idomi, even though these are, in halacha they're not similar, it is a chiyuv chatos, it is a chiyuv chores. Al kochach ikishin hakosav. So the pasuk is telling us, that these two cases, even though in halacha they're not similar, but they have a similarity. So memele, that is the makor of munbas. Let us see Tosfos, aval tinnik shenish bo poter. Perish bekunteris, so Rashi says, what is the svara of munbas? Munbas holds the tinnik shenish bo poter. Perish bekunteris, the Kosovri Oimel, not Munbaz, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, the Kosovri Oimel Mutter Onusu, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish hold that Oimel Mutter is an Onus. Ve'ein Nire. Tosis disagrees with Rashi. The Tamayu Kin Munbaz. The Gemara says later, what is the Svore? Why do Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish hold Tinek Shenishbe is Potter of Machatos? Because they paskin like munbas, ki di yoma b'somo. V'taime de munbas meforish lekamon. Di yalech mikro. Munbas has a hekish. In a hekish you don't have to say lomdis. Rashi zuk tach lomdis. Asvore. That oimel muter, since he never knew that this was also, so he's an onus. This is not a shaygik, this is an onus. Rashi says svore. And Taisva says, why do you have to say svaris? Who's asking you for the svaris? This is a hekish. The hekish is that shaygik
is only chayiv if there's some similarity to mezid. If there's no similarity to mezid, so then shaygik is potter. So the Chodesh Aviv wants to say that Rashi also is going with the Hekish. Now Rashi is saying a time dikra. Now one could ask, why does Rashi have to say a time dikra? So let us put that kasha on hold. We'll see later, because Tosfos Lishitosa gets in hot water. And according to Rashi, we won't have this problem. But that's what the Chodesh Aviv wants to say, that Rashi, zicha we have a gzeiras hakosav. But that is the gather that it's considered an onus. Period. About Taisvis holds Ayma Mutter is not an onus. Ayma Mutter is also a shaygi. He was under the impression it's Mutter. That's also a shaygi. Now it's like Zeres Akostra that he's part of a makol. Oh, the Yama Beperik Beis, the Makis Kabigolus. There's a whole sugya by Golus. We know that a shaygi goes to Golus. So the Gemara says, the Makis Bishgoge Parat Lemezit. That bishgoge, that the whole thing was done bishoigik, prat lemezid, if it was done intentionally, he doesn't go in golus. Umeforish rovit, so rovit says, what does it mean that it was done intentionally? Mezid means prat leoimer muta. That means it was done intentionally, he killed them intentionally, but he held you allowed to kill him. That's the mean. So he doesn't go into Golus. Uporich le'abaye. So Abaye asks on Rove, Oimer Mutter Onesu. So why do you need a limut? Bishkoge prat lemezid, Oimer Mutter Onesu. So according to Rashi, this Gemara is very good. I says Abaye is asking, Oimer Mutter is not a shaygik, it only the psadroshe. He's an onus. So Taisus says, now this Gemara you have to learn with a grain of salt. It's not kipshutai. Lav davke koma onus. Abaye does not mean to say that Oimer Mutter is an onus. The bechol mokei mechayvin olay. Oimer Mutter has a din of shaygik. Ela legabi golus davke memayit rove Oimer Mutter. Oimer Mutter has a din of shoygik. This is also considered a shoygik. He was under the impression it's mutter. It's not an onus. It's a shoygik. Rova was memayit Oimer Mutter from Bishgoge. El gabi golus davke memayit Rova Oimer Mutter mishum de tuve Bishgoge ksiv hosom. Because there are many places that it says in the Torah shoygik, so there, from the extra shkoge, we're mamayif oime mutter. Not that oime mutter does not fall into the category of shoygik. Oime mutter is also a shoygik. But there we have, it says a lot of times shoygik, so there we're mamayif psazah shoygik, and not the shoygik of oime mutter. Now Taisus wants to prove that oime mutter has a aloche of shoygik. Do bepirkin mechayvi oime mutter babaydezore ubechele. Afal gav dechsiv behem bishkoge. So you see, oime mutter is also an oime mutter in Yisoid is considered a shaygik. So lechayre, normally an oime mutter would go to Golis. Now since it says a lot of times, Shkoge by Golis, so we're memayit that we need a certain type of a shaygik. The shaygik of Oimer Mutter does not go in Golis. So what's Abaye's kash? Is the chalz good? Abaye porich le Oimer Mutter onesu. So what is the kash? Not that you don't need a miut. He's asking a kash how Rove was meforish the Barais. The Barais is said, Bishkoge prat lemezid. The Braise wants to be memayit, according to Rava Oimer Mutter. So how does the Braise phrase it? Bishkoge prat lemezit. Well, that is always given that if you're memayit Oimer Mutter, so that means because Oimer Mutter has a tinge of mezit in it. It's more mazed than shaygig. So Abaye said, if the Baraisa meant it, I'm a mutter on the so. If you're saying you need a certain type of shaygig, and something which deviates a little from a shaygig is nismayid, so I'm a mutter deviates from shaygig, not it's more mazed, it's more honest. It's more on the honest side. I'm a mutter on the so. Lehavle le misne be braise bishgoge prat le mazed ala prat le honest. The yaisodomi be korov le honest mila mazed. Val koponim Taisvis holds that in Yesod it is a broad spectrum of shaygik, and many things fall into the category of shaygik. Ayim Amutar is also a shaygik, and here Rabbi Yochanan v'Reish Lakish hold tinek shenishba is potter, not because se felt in the shame shaygik, no tinek shenishba because it's exeris akosu. Your makir shoygik lemezid, that every shoygik has to have in it al kaponim some sort of a yediyah dum yedemezid. That is the machloikis Rashi in Tosfos. V'chayev al hadam achas. It said in the Beraise, this tinik shenishbo, if many times he had eaten dam, is lemeise, when he becomes ois tinik shenishbo, he brings one kob. Frek Tosfos, Afa gav de milse de pshitihi. Da akol ma she ochal dam, eine chayev ela achas. Kiven she ein bedam chilik isa. That means, bishloime bai shabosois. We learned the Mishnah of Klal Godel, that if a person was hizid b'shabes b'shogag b'meloches, you bring alcohol melocha meloche. If he knew about Shabbos, he didn't know that this day was Shabbos, you bring alcohol Shabbos b'shabes. So there are different types of shkogis that you have to bring bezundere karbonis, alcohol meloche, alcohol Shabbos. So the Braise says, but atinik shenishba brings one karbon, and all Shabbos is an all meloche. So that's good. But so by Shabbos and meloches, it's telling me a chiddush. But that what it tells me, it brings one kolben and 20 achilas of dam. That is not a chiddush and tinik shenishba. A poshet is shoygik also. If a person was a shoygik, he knew about dam. He didn't know that this is dam. Or he knew that this is dam, he didn't know about the yisr dam, that the teira asr dam. So al kaponim a poshet is shoygik, if 20 times he ate dam, V'hakel hoya behelem achas, he brings one kolben. So what is he telling me? Epsa tinik shenishba brings one kolben. It's partially he brings one kolben. That is Tosfos kasha. It's one aveirin, one helem, so he brings one kolben. Mil avol gav the milsa de pshiti the ochal masha ochal the pshiti the ochal the dakol masha ochal dame nechayev el achas. Kivin she'ein b'dam chilek iser k'moi she'yesh b'shabes chilek malochis. V'chol odom nami b'loi tinik shenishba akol dam v'dam ein echai v'la achat. Elo oimeri d'mayri d'afilu ochlon b'kamo tam chuyin v'la rabbi Yehoshua odom acher chayiv al kol tam chuyin afilu behelam echo. Shitas Rabbi Yeshua is that let's say if you'll have kolbonis and there were five different tafshilim, they were cooked in five different eifanim. So Rabbi Yeshua considers this like five different aveiras. That is Shitas Rabbi Yeshua, which we have to understand. But al kaponim Rabbi Yeshua holds that five different tafshilin is considered five different chafetzim. It's not even though theoretically it's one iser, it's an iser noiser, whatever the iser is. But al kaponim, since it's five different tafshilin, so it has a din of five different aveiras, and yemechuyev five chatois. So the Gemara is telling us that that is dafke by a person who was not a tinik shenishba. So there's a din tam chuyim mechalkim. But by a tinik shenishba, afilu it was five different tam chuyim, Yonso Ovoni Machayev, one coat. That is what Taisva says. Alay Merid, the Mayre Fila Ochlan, the Kamatam Chuyin, the Rabbi Yeshua Adam Acher, if it be a normal Shoy Gechayev al Kol Tamchi, a Filu Behela Mechot, but in Ixenish Bein Achayev Elo Echot. Between you and me, I don't understand, five different Tamshilim I could understand by Noiso, but Chayr Bamshe Bishloy is Potter, unless there's a Machloikis in this, so I don't know what the five different tamchuyim, unless it's shaykh to make, to serve dam and five different taifanim without bishul. Teisach nishklo. About kaponim, Taisva says that there's five tamchuyim by dam also, and bafal pikein, here there's a chiddush that a tinik shenishba brings one kol. Ach kosher l'rajba, the mayitach sulashminen l'misni v'al cheyle v'echot. Okay, here he said all his chadushim, and Shabbos, even though there's ribu Shabbos, there's ribu malachis, one kolb. And dam, even though there's ribu tanchuyim, one kolb. But what is the meisav over here, by chaylev yochai, one kolb. Koshken shehoi safto. So, Munbaz was not nispoiled from Rabbi Kiva's kasha. He says, if you're medame, Shoigik to Mezid, so just like Mezid, Hoyolo Yediyah Bishas Maise, so Shoigik also is Yediyah Bishas Maise. He says, I agree with you, you are Maisef, another case that Yechayev I Chatos. Kedeperish Bekuntaris, the Af Bozu Mechayev. That Munba said that even though there was a Yediyah Bishas Maise, you're also Chayev. But you shouldn't say that he holds your only chayiv achatos when there was a yediyah b'shas ma'is. No, it doesn't mean that. That means if there wasn't a yediyah b'shas ma'is, and it's not completely similar to meizid, you're also chayiv achatos. No, als the hekish av bazu, even though there was a yediyah b'shas ma'is, that he's doing a chet, he's also chayiv achatos. If there wasn't a yediyah b'shas ma'ase, you also chayiv. V'horayiv. The Rabbi Yochanan in Reish Lakish Savri k'munbas. The Gemara says they hold like munbas. U'mechayiv hikir l'b'soiv shochach. They're mechayiv afilu that hikir l'b'soiv shochach yichayiv achatos. Ay, b'shas ma'ase, there was no yediyah whatsoever. So we see not that, they hold like Munbaz, so you see not that Munbaz holds that every shoygik yefeva yediyya b'shas maise. No, Munbaz holds that a shoygik that yefeva yediyya b'shas maise is also considered a shoygik. But if you didn't have a yediyya b'shas maise, you're also chay. But Tanya Nami Lekamon, later we're going to have a brais and after Samachtesa Madalot, Shogag bozeh u bozeh, he didn't know that it was Shabbos, and didn't know about Issa Meloche. Zeh u shoygi ka omu b'toire, that's a shoygi ka tzicha chayev akom, but k'mina lo k'munbaz. V'hainu, so memele, so we see Munbaz also holds that there is a chiyuv chatos, even though he was a real shoygi. There was no yediyah, Bishas Maise that he's doing something wrong. Vahainu time, ay lechayre, if there's a hekish, so, ein hekish lemachze. So Taisa says, vahainu time, ishum disvorahu, to loy iskish shoygik lemezid lafuki leimi mashmoish goge. That means, even after the hekish, there's ein mikra yaitse midei pshutoi. That means the mashmois of shoygik is mashme that he doesn't know. The other rabbi, shoygik mashme, the less la yediyah b'shas mais. That's pashte dikro. And pashte dikro doesn't become bottle. So one is zikha chayiv achatos, even though there's no yediyah b'shas ma'ase, because that is pashte dekro. Shgoge means the less lo yediyah b'shas ma'ase. But lo yosi hekeshe, the hekish of mun bazis elo lechayiv nami ki isla yediye bishas maisev. That means we're maisev on pashtei dekra. Even though shgoge means bishas he's doing the aveire, he does not know he's doing an aveire. But the Hekish says, even though he does know he's doing an aveire, he can also have a shame, shaygik, and we'll see how later. But the zikhe a pashtei dekra, and the Hekish is maisev on the pashtei dekra. Umiyu kosher l'ri. So the Ri says like this. So you're saying pashtei, and the Hekish is not oiker pashtei dekra. Umiyu kosher l'ri. So shkoge, what is the little translation of shkoge? The less la yidiye v'shas, he doesn't know. That's a taitse shoge. So a tinik shenishbe, it's also in pashtei dekra is a shoge. So memele, so where do you draw the line? Umiya kosher l'ri. Da patre mehekesh tinik shenishbe. So you're saying that you need some sort of a yidiye. My time and nami yifter hikil b'soiv shochach. That means that as long as I can say pshat and posik, if there's a yediyah b'shat, if I can say in posik, cases that it has a shame shoigig, some emailin, and I could say the hekesh also. That means as follows: tinik shenishbe zichar shoigig. Now I have the Hekish, but it's not Dumya the Mezid. Mezid had a Yediyah. This person doesn't have a Yediyah. So Memele, so even though the Pashtid, the Krah, Atinik Shanishba Zichar HaShoigi, but Al Kaponim, the Hekish says that be satisfied if he's a Shoigi B'Shas Maise. You don't have to have that he never knew about it. And that I have the Hekish. So the Hekish is telling me that before he knew about it, and now he's a shoygik. So mi yekosha l'ri, da potri mekesha tinik shenishba, my time and nami yifte hikil b'soib shochach. So let us say, if we can be medame, shoygik to mezid, so let us say hikil b'soib shochach is also not dumya de mezid. Because there's no yediyah. Could be, einach nami, you don't have to know that I'm doing an aveira now, but al kaponim, there should be now a yediyah about Shabbos. So let us say the shkoge is speaking about that he knew about Shabbos now, but he didn't know that today is Shabbos. So that is a shkoge, and that is similar to mezid. That means he knows about Shabbos, because every mezid knows about Shabbos, but he doesn't know that today is Shabbos. So it was l'cheire yaitze l'chol aveir. He's a shoygik now. He doesn't know he's doing an aveir. But l'idach gisa, he knows about Shabbos. So just like you are memayit tinik shenishba, in the same vein you should be memayit hikir ola b'saiv shochach. That's Tosfos Kashe. So the Chiddush HaOviv wants to say that that's what Rashi wanted of Emfer. If you're going with a trukin nidroshe on svaris, so Memele Taisvis asks a good kasha. So let's draw the line a little further. Let us say that hikil b'soiv shochach is also potter because it's not dumya demezit. That's why Rashi wanted to say a time dikra, that the posik is telling me that a tinik shenishba is a din oynis. That's a gilui akra. That he's potter, that an oimer mutter of a tinik shenishba, since he never knew, so that doesn't fall into the category of shoygik. That is not a shoygik taka, that's good for the gilu yakro. A shoygik has to be more pshi involved. He once knew and then he forgot. Then there's a tain on him. Why did he forget such a choshev yediyah? But if he never knew, he's an abchina of an oimer mutter, so that is abchina of oimis. And that's why the Torah pater. So according to that, it's not shver Tosfos Kashe that we should be marbe hikir al b'soiv shochach, because that is not an oynis already, since he once knew about Shabbos. Al kolponim, the Gemara had said so far the tam of Munbaz, that Munbaz told that tinik shenishba is part of a makobim, because there's a hekish תאיר אחס יהיה לכם לאויסו בשגוגה וסומך לי והנפש אשר תעשה ביד רומא. So the Torah was make shoygik to mezid. So every shoygik has to have some characteristic of mezid in it in order to be mechayev hakol. The Rabbonon that hold that a tinnik shenishba is also chayev echatos. What do you do with this hekesh? Hai teira achas my of delay. So the Gemara says, you know, you need it for a different halacha. Mi boi lei, ilichadigmakri lei, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi lebrei. If Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi taught his son, it's a different drosha. Teira achas yilachem la'ise bishkoge. Uchsiv, and right afterwards it says, v'chisishku, Veloisasu, no, not afterwards, I'm sorry. Uchsi vechisishku veloisasas kol amitzvis ha'ela. The parsha starts with vechisishku. Vechisishku is speaking about avodah zarah. It's speaking about, the parsha is speaking about that he was a shaygik and a chet of avodah zarah. That's what it said. Now it says, Teira achas yilachem lo'isa bishgogit. Teira achas is telling us that all shkogis have the din of the shaygik of avodah zarah. And what is this din? Uchsiv, right afterwards it says, v'hanefesh asher tase biyad romo, hukshu kulam la'avodah zarah. All korbonis, all chatois, teira achas yilachem lo'isa bishgoge, all shaygigim have one teira, that when do you bring a chatos, if it's similar to this case of avodah zarah. What similarity? Ma lo holon. Just like by avodah zarah. Dovo shechayov mal zdoinei kores v'shigigosei chatos. When is there a shigigis chatos? If it is an avodah that you chayev al zdoinei kores. Av kol dovo shechayov mal zdoinei kores v'al shigigosei chatos. So everything, every aveira, if you're chayiv b'mezid kores, then you're chayiv al shigigosei chatos. Let us see Rashi. Zokt Rashi, the Rabbonon, hachakeshe, this hekish, between teira achas to vanefesh ashiyasa biyadrome, Hachakeshe boy lich the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. To tell us the drosh of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. What is the drosh? Teira achas yilachem gabi kol bin avoy de zorik siv beparsha shalach lecho anoshim. Vechisishgu veloisasu es kol hamitzvah yisaela. That is the beginning of this parsha. V'yalfinim bahoyriyet zu avoy de zorik. Why? Shishkule kichol hamitzvah. So it says, "V'leisasas kol ha-mitzvah yisaele is gematria avodah zarah." Uchsiv. So the parsha is speaking about a shoygik of avodah zarah. Uchsiv. And then towards the end of the parsha says, "Teira achas kol ha-teira b'mashma." All shkogis have the same halacha. And then it says later, "Kores anefesh shetas biyad roma hukshe korbonos shel shkogis shel kol ha-aveiros." The shkogis of all aveiros, when do they bring a korban chatos? L'shel avodah zarah. The same aveira that by avodah zarah you bring a korban chatos, and all aveiros you bring a korban chatos. Ma avodah zarah, korban shelo einei bo, elo al aveira gemuro, perhaps we should be geiris chamuro, shechayev al zdoinei kores. You only chayev a korban of an aveira of avodah zarah shechayev al zdoinei kores. There's other lavin in avodah zarah. That there's a chayvi lavin, your marbits b'fnei avodah zarah, but you don't chayev kores on that. So it says, it says, v'anefesh asher tase biyad romo, so this is right after the Torah achas, to tell us that you only chayev on such an aveira of avodah zarah that you have al zayne kores. The same chloy v'anefesh shetase biyad romo v'nichiso. So you only chayev on such an aveira of avodah zarah that you have b'mezid kores. אף כל התוירי מבין חטוס אלא על דבר שסדויני קורס. יוני חי וחטוס על דבר שסדויני קורס. לרסי תויספס. מה אבוי דזור שחיובים על סדויני קורס? ואם תוימה מכל מוקי מקשת דשויגיק למזד למולי, ואפילו להבקסי בוסם קרוד והנפש אשר טסת ביד רומא, יופין אין שפר מהווי דזור שחייב על סדויני קורס, אותו הספקט אמור דקה קשה. This parsha b'chisishgu v'loisas, which at the beginning of the parsha, speaking about Avodah Zorah. Now, Avodah Zorah, we know, is chayiv kores al, if he was amazed, is chayiv kores. Now, it says, Teira achar, yiyah lechem lo'isa b'shgoge, so the Teira says, all o'isa b'shgoge have a din of Avodah Zorah. So just like Avodah Zorah is chayiv kores, b'meizid, so yechayiv chatas b'shege. So you could figure this out without this v'hanefesh eshetase b'yad romo. Thus alone, the Torah Achas was written in the parsha of Avodah Zorah. And Avodah Zorah is a avera shechayiv al zdoinei kores, so you know the whole shtick Torah that you only chayiv a kolbem if it's dumyid Avodah Zorah. Why do you need this next posuk v'hanefesh eshetase b'yad romo? You can figure it out without it. Yeshloimar emphatoisvis the leslon lakushi lavoy dezore elabemai dechsiv bahi parshe. Whichever halachis are mentioned in this parshe, that will makish other kabonis to the kabonis of avoy dezore. Ki demashme mitoich perish akuntres. Olohochi yitzach asu yohochi vanevesh asher taseh. That means, since in this parsha, that's true that there's chorus by Avodah Zorah. But if it wouldn't say in this parsha, I would not say that the Kolben Chatos needs an Avera that has chorus. If it would be a truk in the Hekish to Avodah Zorah, so Avodah Zorah is an Avera that Yechayev al Zdoinai Behasra Skila. So let us say, Hukshu kol ha-teire kulo la-avodah zorah, that you're not chayiv ha-kolben, only on such an avera, that you're chayiv skile im hisru boy. And that is not true. Yeah. Mishum de leik, so what's taki the pesha ha-dova? Mishum de leik, siv skile ba-i parsha ha-lokores. The hekish ta-avodah zorah is only by the halachas which are mentioned in this parsha. So therefore the Torah put into this parsha the chiyuv kores of anefesh shetase biyad romo, that the mezid of avodah zorah is chayiv kores, to tell us that that's all what you need in order to be chayiv chatos. Mechuyiv chatos, if it has the characteristic of avodah zorah, that's chayiv kores b'mezid. The Gemara in Makis is Memayit Pesach Umilo Mikolb. When Memayit Pesach Umilo Mikolb, even though Yechayiv Kores, Ava Bishiyesh Bem Kores, Mishum Dema Avay Dezore, Doma Rachmone Loisavid Vahani Kum Asayininu. The Aveira is he did something but he wasn't supposed to do. And Mila and Pesach is he didn't do what he's supposed to do. Ainu nami mishum dechsiv nefesh asher tase biyad roma. The mashu masha tzivisi shaloi lasayis. Forget weiter what it says in this parsha. This pasuk that was put in this parsha tells us hilches chatos. Davke chatos is only bur anachet. It's tase what he was not supposed to do. Not it was loy also what he was supposed to do. Bim taima, Rabbonon de hoche Rabbi Kiva. The Rabbonon that the Gemara says, what do Rabbonon do with the Hekish of Munbar? The Rabbonon are Rabbi Kiva because that's how the Braise started. Hoye Munbar don lifnei Rabbi Kiva. So the Machloikis, the Bar Plukte of Munbar is Rabbi Kiva. Yeah. Rabbi Kiva Islay beper kama de krisis dai krode me gadeh me voyche Hashem ksiv. That this pasuk anefesh shetase biyad Roma, so that it says that he's megadev. This pasuk is bachlal not speaking about avodah zarah. This pasuk is speaking about a mekalel es Hashem. And so, how does this stim with Rabbi Kiva? The Gemara says that Rabbi Kiva holds you learn out. Hukshe kol ha'teira la'avodah zarah. Takel, this pasuk is not an avodah zarah deke pasuk. This is a pasuk by mekalel. Yeshleime the list of the knocket hocha hukshe kolatera kulala by the zora knocket alibe the rabbono. The Lashna Gemara is lavdavke. The rabbono, who hold a nevesh shetasa biyad Roma speaking about a by the zora. Aval rabbi kibe is lalamei medukshe kolatera kulala maboyches Hashem. That means that one should not be medaik the Lashna Gemara. The Gemara means just one thing. That hatois of kolatera kula Hukshu la nefesh ashetase biyad Roma. Something that has this characteristic, that is chayiv koris bemezid, that is mechuyiv akol b'mchatos. Vim toima ule munbaz hay droshed Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi menole. Munbaz used the hekish to tell me something else in Gansu. Munbaz used the hekish to tell me that every shaygik has to have a tinge of mezid in it. You have to have some sort of a yediyah. So how does Munbaz know that you're only chayiv akol b'mchatos by something, by neveira, that it is mizdoino yiskores, by mari de nafke leike de dorish rebbe b'perkama di yibomus pek beiz b'hairiyah. There's another oifen how to figure out this drosha. What is the Rebbe's limut? Nemakan. Here it says, Menoido, Hachatas, Hashechotu, Oleho. The Nemar, it says, by the parsha of Achais Isha, V'ishal Achais Olesikach Litzreya, one should not take Achais Ishto, Ilegalis Havosa, Oleho. So Rebbe learns that you learn at the Chi of Kolbin, was only said on a lav dum yedach ha'isisha. Ma ha'isisha tzalav shechayiv aleh koris. Is mamela kolben is also only brought on a lav shezdoinoi chayiv koris. So that is lemaise the end of this sugye. That means that we have over here machloikis munbaz and Rabbi Kiva, munbaz and the chachomim. Munbaz holds, we learn out from this hekish that one is only chayiv a kolbin if there is some tinge of mezid in it. That means al kaponim there was once a yediyah about Shabbos hiker or b'sayf shochach, and the chachamim hold that tinich shenishbe is also chayiv, and they use this hekish for a different limud to tell us that one is only chayiv a kolbin chatos by a chet that is doine koris, and then you chayiv a kol b'mchatos. But we had learned before that there was another shtik teire that Munbaz was mechadish. Munbaz was mechadish, Rabbi Kiva asked Akasha on Munbaz, if you're saying that shaygik has to have a similarity to mezid, so I'll ask you Akasha. So just like a mezid, that there was a yediyah b'shas maizid, amazed is amazed whether he knows now he's doing a chet. So if you say that a shaygik could have the characteristics of mazid, so a shaygik that knows now he's doing a chet should also be chayiv a kolben. And Munbaz agreed with Rabbi Kiva that the yitake he safta you are meisav al dvorei. I agree with you. So it comes out amoim de kechidish. That according to Munbaz, even though Bishasi was over the Aveira, there was a Yediyah Bishas Maise that this is also, Afalpikein he brings a kol. Now this is very difficult to understand, and this Agama is going to explain now. The Elam Munbaz, Shgoga B'mai, if Munbaz holds that even though he knew b'shas maise he's doing a chet, he still brings a korban? What kind of shaykik is he? Where's the shkoge? And for the Gemara, kegoin sheshogag b'kol. He was a shaygig b'kol. We'll see soon what this means. But it's a moira de kechidish. The Rabbonon, shigigas kolben loish mo shkoge. A shigigas kolben is not a shkoge. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Ve'elam munbaz. The omar la'el. The mi shahoisa lo yediye b'shas maise. B'shas maise, when he was over an avere, he knew he was doing an avere. Chayev chatos, he's chayev chatos. The shogag b'mai, so what's his shogig? Hogabe chatos shogag siv, there has to be a shogig. He knows he's doing an avere, and he's called a shogig. So the Gemara says, the shogag b'kol. The yoideya shechayev alzdoinai korev. He knows that a person is amazed, and this chet is chayev korev. Avol eine yoideya shechayev oleho chatos. He does not know that a shoygig is chayev a chatos. So the chachomim hold loy shmosh goge, at she shogag ba'aveiro atzmo. He has to be a shogig in the veira that he's doing. Let us explain Rashi. A person who, this is a mu'uyim diketzir, what Munba says. That means a person who knows that you're not allowed to be mechalo Shabbos. And he knows that if you're mechalo Shabbos, you're chayiv koris. He knows that. And he goes in his mechalo Shabbos. So what is this person? So this person, in our eyes, ain't look amazed, God will be there. In the aveira that he's doing, he's an aveira. He's amazed. That's 100% correct. He's amazed by aveira atma, and the aveira that he's doing, he's amazed. But what is he unaware of? He's unaware of halacha that the shaygik, you bring a korban on Chilul Shabbos. He doesn't know, that means l'chayre, to him it's not Negeya. He's amazing. He's Chayev Kolis. But this Yediyah he does not know. He does not know that a Shaygik of Chilul Shabbos, a Shaygik of Chilul Shabbos, brings a korban. That he doesn't know. So since he does not know Hilchis Shabbos Bishlei Musoi, doesn't know this halacha. He knows amazed is chayiv koris, but he does not know that a shoygik is chayiv akobim. So it's considered that in this aveira of chilul Shabbos, he does not ahot nishtarois what chilul Shabbos is in ganzen, because he doesn't know that a shoygik brings a kolbim. So memela, so he has a din shoygik, and he'll bring a kolb, and he will bring a kolb. The Sfas Emes says he'll be chayiv koris also. No stire. He's amazed also. The amazed of Koris he has. He knows that until Shabbos, he knows that until Shabbos, you're not allowed to be Mechalo Shabbos. He knows if you're Mechalo Shabbos, you're Chayiv Koris, and he's doing it. So he's Chayiv Koris. Afal Pikein, but he's a Shaykhik also. In this Chilo Shabbos, there is a tinge of shkoge here also, not in his maise, but in his hashkofe of what Shabbos is, he does not know what all the halachas of chilul Shabbos. So memele, since this halacha he does not know, he has a din shoygig. Let us see Taisus, and perhaps we will get a little enlightened. Elo lemunbas. Shkogyo b'mai. What was he a shoygik in? What was he a shoygik? That he says, Munba said that it is possible that a person knew, it is possible that a person knew that he's doing an aveira now, that this mais is a mais asure, and he still brings a kol. Leimotzi lemeimer sheshogag bela vehizid bekob. So Taisa says, let us say the other way. Let's say he knew that there's a chiyuv korban, so that was the mezid, but he did not know that there's a lav. The ein svore lechayev behizid bekorban, the loy shav midiyosayu. So Taisa is saying we're going to learn soon that there's one halacha by Hilchis Korbonis, one only the Shkoge of Korban, and Taisus holds Munbas is also made to this halacha. One only brings a Korban if he would have known something that he wouldn't have done it, and the only reason the Aveira was done was because he was ignorant. So Mamela, the Yediyah would have made that he would have not done the Aveira. Then he brings a Kolb. Only a Shav Midiyosai brings a Kolb. But if he would have been completely enlightened, he still would have done this Pa'ula. So Mamela, then he doesn't bring a Kolb. So Taisva says, if this person knew that there's a Chiyuv Kolbim, if this person knew there's a chiyuv kolben before he did the aveira, and he still did the aveira, and he didn't know there's a lav, so then it is not mistava to say that if he would have known about the lav, he would have not done the aveira, because even though he didn't know about the lav, he knew there was a chiyuv kolben, and the chiyuv kolben did not held him back. So Memele, it's not Mestava to say that the Lav would have held them back. We have to understand this. If I'm not mistaken, this Fasemis is Boire. Efshe the Lav, you know it's a Lav. Okay, but let's go a little further. Veleka nami lemeimar shogag belav vikobm. That he didn't know about the Lav. He didn't know about the Kobm. The Svaru, the Kivan, the Makish lemezid, if there's a Hekish, that Shoigik is Chayiv, even though it's similar to Mezid, Afilu Mezid Bechol Dovo, the Shoigik Rak Bedovo Recha, Dayne Bekolben, Yesh Lono Lechayiv. So Memele, so the Hekish tells us, as long as he was a Shoigik in one Nikude, he's Chayiv a Kolben, Al Kaponim, if it would be Shav Bidiyosei, that Yisoid we have. That if he would have known this Nikud, he would have not done the Aveira. So Taisa says as follows. Umiyu heichadike skile, an Aveira of skile, beinon shi shaygik gam beskile. Then he had to be a shaygik in skile. Why? The havik mazed beskile ein lechaybe bekob. If he was a mazed beskile, so that means this person went to do the Aveira, even though he realized that for doing this Aveira he's going to get killed. So don't tell me if he would have known that he'd be chayav a kolben, he wouldn't have done the Aveira. That's zicha bava maise. If he's mukhin to do the Aveira, even though he'll get skile, so his zicha would have done the Aveira, he has to bring a kolben. The kivin deinei shav miskile pshita shafilo yedeya shechayiv gam kolb lohe yeshov. V'lo yeshov midiyosayu. So if you're telling me now, Svoris, that if a person doesn't hold himself back from skila, so the kolben would not also hold him back, so he's not called shav midiyosai. So what pshat was hizid bekores and shogag bekolben? So if the kores doesn't hold him back, so why would the kolben hold him back? So Taisa says, "Va'afal garde behizid bekoris choshev leishav midiyosai." That is considered shav midiyosai lekolben. That means if he would have known about the kolben, he would have not done the aveira. What's pshat? The kores doesn't hold him back, and the kolben would hold him back. Hainu mishum. So Taisa says, "Amoyre dekevot." The kores Efsher b'tshuve, the korban loy efsher b'tshuve. That means when a person is going to do an aveira and he knows there's kores, no, say over from a Rebbe. A Rebbe once said, Misha Oimer Echta Va'oshuv, Eima speaking, it's no suffix. Eima speaking Leilat is tshuva. There's no suffix that'll be able to do tshuva. This is a Rebbe Shetaych. So Al Kaponim, this person has Zichi gehalten asoi. So when he knew about Kores, he said, no, at Geherter Taych, nothing what to worry about. Doilim Bali tshuva, Yoisa Mitzadikim Gimurim. So Memele, when he went and did this Aveire, so Lemaise did know the Kores held him back. Nothing was to worry about. But if he would know, he has to bring a call. Mitzuvah, he'll have to pay money also. This he wouldn't have done already. This is already too expensive. So Memele, so that's why it's called Shav Midiyosai. That's the first Teretz and Taisus. V'avagav de behizik bekoris, choshev lei, Shav midiyosai, lekolben, hainimishim dekoris, efsha b'tshuve, lekolben loy efsha b'tshuve. V'oid v'gabi koris shayich shapel emeima, im hoya yedeya shechayiv koris ima kolben, hoya shav. So that's for me, the Svasemis says it on this Teretz of Taisvis, that pshat is, that there's two things, this koris, in HaKodim. According to Munbaz, if a person knew that he's doing an Aveire, and he knew Hastis, and he knew that this Kodos is like a Chayiv Kodos, he's amazed, he's Chayiv Kodos. But he didn't know that he's Chayiv Kodos also. And that he didn't, that's his Shogeg. That is his Shogeg. And it's a Shav Midiyosai, because if he would have known that he'd be Chayiv Kodos, plus a Kolben, so then he would not have done the Aveire. So that makes it a Shav Midiyosai.